But yesterday when you arrived, your spouse said,
the sun sets free, who is free indeed. I'm a child.
Welcome to the Rose of Sharon Radio Ministry. I'm your host, Apostle Joyce Cranfield. 1 John 4:7-8 says, beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knows God. He that loveth not knows not God, for God is love. Now to the Word of God.
Good morning. Welcome to the Rose of Sharon Ministry. Your host, Apostle Joyce Cranfield. Truly, I thank God for all that He is today, of His grace and mercy. Thank God that He allowed you to get up this morning to give Him praise and glory. Some of you are on your way, praise God, and I thank God for Jesus that you have a job to do, you have duties to do, but thank God for Jesus. But I do want to take this opportunity to wish everyone a happy holiday. May God bless you on the day that you will see, praise God. And always be prayerful to pray for those who are approaching me, can't give gifts. But if you give a gift of love. Because God gave us a gift more valuable. More valuable. He gave us a gift. He gave us His Son, Jesus Christ. Yes, thank God for Jesus. Because He is so good that His mercy endures forever. Thank God for what He is doing in this hour. Jesus is our Lord and Savior. Jesus is everything that we need in this precious time. Oh, what a day it will be when our Lord and Savior will come back. He's coming back for a church. He's coming back for His bride. He's coming back for the believers, praise God, who believe in His word and believe that He is the Son of God. But I thank God that all that He is to us in this hour, I truly thank God for His grace and mercy. I thank God for all that He is to us in this time we are in. Oh, what a day would it be for us to trust in the Lord every step of the way. The Lord is everything to us, body, soul, and spirit. Just take the opportunity. Pray for those, God. Hallelujah. There are people who would love to give something to their children. But if we are ministries, praise God. Let's help those who need help. Praise God. But one thing about it, I want to take this opportunity to wish everyone a happy holiday. Praise God. Because Jesus is everything to us. Praise God. For without the Lord, we wouldn't be here today. Without the Savior, praise God, we will know by Jesus Christ. We will know by God in the word for His Son, Jesus Christ. But I truly thank God for the mercy and grace that He's given to us in this hour. The Lord is everything to us. The Lord is our Savior. He's our Rabbi. He's our priest. He's our everything, praise God. He's our Savior. Praise God. So I truly thank God for Jesus. Hallelujah. And I just want to take that opportunity to wish everybody a happy holiday. Praise God. And this morning, I'm going to the book of Luke. Praise God. But one thing about it, I want to say a prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for blessing the prophecy that came out of the book of Ezekiel. Thank you for Zechariah. Thank you, Lord, for Elijah, praise God, Ezekiel, Jeremiah, and all the rest, Father God. Thank you for bringing forth the prophecy that it came to pass as it was spoken in the book of old. Lord, today, I thank you for the prophets, that you're raising up in these last days, true prophets. Thank you for bringing us the word of God. Bring us what we need in this hour. Thank you for the prophets. Thank you for the apostle. Thank you for the teacher. Thank you, Lord, for the messenger. Thank you for the prayer warrior. Thank you, Father, for the intercessors. Thank you, Lord, for what you are doing right now. Lord, to show us what we need to know, to guide us, to give us instruction, and what to do in the time we are on this earth. But Lord, thank you for your prophecy. Thank you for your prophetic message. And Father, thank you for the men and women of God. Praise God, who are carrying the word of God and delivering the message to your people in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. And thank God for Jesus. He is, praise God, the shepherd, the good shepherd, who watching over the sheep and the lamb. And he teaches the shepherd, teach his lamb and sheep to recognize his voice. When we are his sheep and lamb, we are able to identify the voice of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The God that we serve, hallelujah, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Oh, yeah, my son now, Abba, hallelujah. Thank God, for he is our God, hallelujah. Teaching us how to recognize what he is in the days that we are in. So we need to, as sheep, as lambs, hallelujah, we need to recognize the shepherd. And the shepherd is our Lord and Savior, hallelujah, the Almighty God, that we need to recognize him for what he is to us today. But anyway, let's don't take God for granted. Let us be mindful. Let us pray for those in foreign lands. Let us pray for the others, praise God, who don't know Jesus Christ today. Let's pray for our missionaries. Let's pray for those who willingly sacrifice to carry the word of God. And pray for our families, praise God, of things that happen all around us. Let us be mindful and prayerful, praise God. Now some did not make it to see the holiday, praise God. But most of all, let's pray for the bereaved family. Praise God. I thank God for Jesus. And now I want to go in to the book of Luke. When Mary went to visit her cousin Elizabeth, both women are pregnant, praise God. And they were full of joy, praise God. And Elizabeth carried John the Baptist in her womb. And praise God, she was happy, praise God, that John will be the forerunner to let people know of the person, a character, they're going to baptize them with the Holy Spirit, praise God. And John was the forerunner, praise God, before Jesus came on the scene, praise God, thank you, Lord, to tell people to repent of their sin, but to let them know they're going to receive a great baptism. And that was the Holy Spirit, praise God, with fire. Thank God that John told him, he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. And thank God, today, it happened already, that we, there are witnesses, praise God, we are receiving the baptism of the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, and with fire. And I thank God, Jesus, the baptism that Jesus breathed on every one of us. Praise God that we receive this Holy Ghost, the person inside of us and upon us, so that we are the witness of what we experience of the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I thank God for Jesus. I truly thank God for Jesus Christ and what he is to us in this hour. Jesus is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. Jesus is everything that we need to know. He is our Savior. He is our Redeemer. And I truly thank God for Jesus. But when Mary, like I say, went to see her cousin and spent quality time with her cousin for 3 months, praise God. And thank God for Jesus. Mary had a song Praise God. And it says, and Mary said, my soul magnify the Lord, and my spirit rejoice in God my Savior. For he has regarded the low estate of his servant. Surely from now on, all generations will call me blessed. You're right. Now today, we are that generation. We recognize Mary in her generation and what she did. She went to sacrifice her body. Praise God. She went to give her body, praise God, to God. So God would place that holy seed in her womb. Praise God. That carried that holy seed of God. Hallelujah. And I thank God for Jesus. Mary willingly to do that, to magnify and what God gonna do to her life. Praise God. It gonna change her. It changed her life. Praise God. When she brought the Son into the world. But thank God for Jesus. Mary was so happy. And she said, why me? I'm just an ordinary woman. I'm just ordinary. Why he chose me? But God know what he doing because he's looking at the heart. God can choose anybody who he sees fit. Whether you work in a clean the bathroom, whether you work in a hotel, making up beds, whether you be doing this, praise God, whether you doing that as a dishwasher, or whatever you are doing, God could choose whoever he sees fit. Because why? He sees the heart, the pureness of the individual heart. And thank God for Jesus. He knows self-righteous. That's what I love about God. God is no self-righteous God. He's a God of no respected person. He do whatever he sees fit. But God loved Mary. And he chose Mary. Praise God. To place the holy seed. And Mary felt that me, praise God, Lord's Day, handmaiden, willing to bring a glass of water to somebody who can't get water. She went to bring a piece of bread to help somebody so they can eat. She went to sew a piece of garment for that person to have a shirt on their back. That's what God do. He choose those people, praise God. They say, Lord, me? Me, Lord? And God can choose whoever he see fit. But Mary, of all the virgins in that city, praise God, God chose her to carry his son, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Emmanuel. Hallelujah. But now today, we are that servant. We are his handmaid that he could use us in a way that we can carry the Holy Word in our vessel. So my brothers and sisters, we can trust God every step of the way. We can rejoice that God chose us to bring forth the word. The word is life and more righteousness. The word is immortality to give us what we need. So thank God for his love. Thank God for his son, Jesus Christ. And Mary said, my soul magnified. Our spirit shall be magnified when the Lord chose you out of darkness and brought you into the marvelous light. He had chose you, praise God. You didn't choose him. He chose you to be the vessel to carry the Holy Word. So my brothers and sisters, we need to trust God more than ever before. Don't take this day for granted, but give God the glory. And may God bless you, and may God keep you, and you have a great and beautiful day. God bless.
If you like this radio broadcast, please come out and fellowship with us at the Holy Ghost and Fire Christian Center, 1110 Old Dixie Highway, Vero Beach, Florida. My number, 772-475-7083. Join me at 8:45 a.m. next Saturday to hear more from the Word of God.